Chapter 1. Neng Xiang, Neng Sha. Can go up, can go down. Xi. Someone had told him not to look while landing on the moon, but he was strapped in his seat right next to a window and could not help himself. He looked. Quickly, he saw why he had been told not to. The moon was doubling in size with every beat of his heart. They were headed for it at cosmic speed and would certainly vaporize on impact. A mistake must have been made. He still felt weightless, and the clash of that placid sensation with what he was seeing caused a wave of nausea to wash through him. Surely something was wrong. Right before his eyes, the blossoming white sphere splayed out and became a lumpy white plane they were flashing over. His heart pounded in him like a child trying to escape. It was the end. He had seconds to live. He felt unready. His life flashed before his eyes in the classic style. He saw it had been nearly empty of content. He thought, "But I wanted more." The elderly Chinese gentleman, strapped into the seat next to him, leaned onto his shoulder to get a look out the window. "Wow," the old one said. "We are coming in very fast, it seems." The white jumble hurtled toward them. Fred said weakly, "I was told we shouldn't look." "Who would say that?" Fred couldn't remember. Then he did. "My mom." "Moms worry too much," the old man said. "Have you done this before?" Fred asked, hoping the old man could provide some insight that would save the appearances. "Land on the moon? No. First time."
"Me too."
"So fast, and yet no pilot to guide us," the old one marveled cheerfully. "You wouldn't want a person flying something going this fast," Fred supposed. "I guess not. I remember pilots, though. They seemed safer. But we were never that good at it." "No? Maybe you work with computers."
"It's true, I do."
"So, you are comforted. But didn't people program the computers landing us now?"
"Sure. Well, maybe."
Algorithms wrote algorithms all the time. It might be hard to track the human origins of this landing system. No, their fate was in the hands of their machinery. As always, of course, but this time it was too much, their dependence too visible. Fred heard himself say, "Somewhere up the line, people did this."
"Is that good?"
"I don't know." The old man smiled. Previously, his face had been calm, ancient, a little sad. Now, laugh lines formed a friendly pattern on his face, making it clear he had smiled like this many times. It was like switching on a light. White hair pulled back in a ponytail, cheerful smile. Fred tried to focus on that. If they hit the moon now, they would be smeared far across it, disaggregating into molecules. At least it would be fast. White, black alternated below so quickly that the landscape blurred to gray, then began to spark red and blue, as in those pinwheels designed to create that particular optical illusion. The old man said, "This is a very fine example of Gao Yan."
"Which is what?"
"In Chinese painting, it means perspective from a height."
"Indeed," Fred said.
He was lightheaded, sweating. Another wave of nausea washed through him. He feared he might throw up. "I'm Fred Fredericks," he added, as if making a last confession or saying something like, "I always wanted to be Fred Fredericks."
"Ta Shu," the old man said.
"What brings you here?"
"I'm going to help activate a communication system."